Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get in that spirit, Hugh. It's holiday season.
Nope.
Come on. Come on now.
Nope.
Well, if I can't count on Hugh Douglas, I know I can count on our next guest, Elliot Shure Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, I know he's in the holiday mood here. Elliot, what's up, man?
Man, you guys are always brave with your takes and your opinions, but being brave enough to be the first show to play Christmas music when it's obviously the best time of the year, I respect it and I love it.
That's what we do. That's what we do here on the Midday Show.
Never afraid.
Never afraid. We are never afraid. Never afraid to ask the tough questions either. Elliot, let's start with this, with the Eagles. It's obvious the offense is not good this season, right? They're towards the bottom in a lot of metrics. And I know yesterday you were on the afternoon show talking about the penalties and how big of a deal that is, which I agree with and disagree at the same time. Like, you're right. It's holding them back. It's hurting things. But if you were to just answer the question of the run game or the pass game, what is really holding the whole operation back? How would you view that question?
So I think it's easy to say the run game because you look at some of the games this year, they blew a big lead against the Broncos. If they could run the ball there, they probably win the game. Obviously, this past Sunday, maybe the worst running game that Saquon has had in his time with the Eagles. They blew a big lead there. They almost blew a big lead to the Bucs. So I do think the running game has really, really hurt them this year. My point for the passing game would be that's when you needed it to step up, right? Like, expecting the running game to carry them again was not fair or realistic. So I can understand why the running game isn't as good this year. It's coming off of a big year. They've had a lot of injuries on the offensive line, which I know impacts the passing game too, but you can see why the running game has struggled. I think that the passing game has been the bigger disappointment in the way that I had hoped that they would, after last year, after those final two games, Jalen Super Bowl MVP, that they would continue to improve. And instead, they've almost done the worst thing they could possibly do, which is stay exactly the same. And all hope that they can be better has been really tough to believe in this year. So I get the running game thing, but the passing game has really, really hurt them.
So when you... I know we've been talking about this all week, but Elliot, when you talk about the woes of this offense, how do you divvy up the blame? Because I know it's not all one thing, but I'm kind of curious, how do you divvy up the blame when it comes to talking about why this offense is inept right now?
Yeah, so it's probably a year where there's the most slices of the pie to go around, right? I think last year when we talked about this, there was certain aspects of it, but it was a great offense. So there wasn't a lot of blame to go around. This year, there is a lot of blame to go around. Certainly the offensive line deserves part of the blame. Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni, who I view kind of together, but you know they deserve part of the blame. I think, though, the biggest slice of the pie goes to Jalen, and that is because he's the quarterback, and he always gets the biggest piece of the pie. That's why he got the Super Bowl MVP. It's why last year I said he was the reason they won the Super Bowl all year, because when you're the quarterback, you have the biggest impact on the game. He decides what play is run before every time that ball is snapped. He decides where the ball goes when it's in play. So when you say, why is the offense struggling? It's because the most important player has not been as good as they need him to be this year. I don't think he's been bad overall, and I think there's been times he saved them. Like against the Cowboys in week one, he was really, really good. And against the Vikings in that second half, he was very good. He was awesome against Tampa in the first half. But you don't have a bad offense with a good quarterback. That just doesn't really happen. I mean, how many other teams around the league can we point to and say, that quarterback's elite, their offense is terrible, but he's elite? Like, it's just... it doesn't happen. So I think you would have to say Jalen because he's the most important player on the unit.
Well, Elliot, I would also say, to your point, the opposite holds true as well. When you look at the bottom teams in the NFL in terms of scoring, how many of them have a good quarterback? I'm looking at it right now. It's the Raiders. It's the Saints. It's the Titans. It's the Browns. It's the Panthers. Right. It's the Jets. I mean, typically, if you're residing towards the bottom, you have a quarterback problem. I mean, or at least you have a passing game problem, and maybe that's the quarterback's fault. Maybe it's not. Maybe there's injuries, but you have a passing game problem.
I would also say, like, because quarterback win-loss record is something that's debated a lot on this station. I am a big quarterback win-loss guy. I think it means a lot. But this year is also a good indication of why it means a lot over a large stretch of time, right? Or over an entire season. And we'll see how this season ends up. Jalen deserves a ton of credit. For over these past few years, Eagles have won a lot of games. I don't know if this year, right, the record is the best indicator of how he has played. It's an indicator that he's played well enough to a degree, but I think when we talk about wins and losses being assigned to a quarterback, which they absolutely should be, I do think it is more important to look at it over a larger sample size than a smaller one.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Elliot, let's talk about the run game issues. I mean, I think for most of us, for most of the season, we kept saying it was almost like a reflex. Like, well, Saquon's still the same. It's just the offensive line. Saquon's still the same. It's still the offensive line. Elliot, I've started to hear people that really watch film, former players, start to say, I don't know about this now. Now, you know, Saquon... it's not all his fault, but maybe he has a bigger part of the reason the run game has struggled than we initially thought. And Elliot, I can't, my eyes don't lie. Like every time Tank comes in, and I know it's a very small sample, he gets 8 yards. And then Saquon's in there and he gets one or two. Where are you on Saquon's part of the blame for why they don't run the ball well?
I think he definitely deserves blame. Unless we're going to say the offensive line was why they got 2,000 yards last year, right? I mean, like, we can't pick and choose when it's the offensive line. Last year, they were both elite, and that's why they were maybe the best running attack ever. But Saquon got all the headlines, right? Like, it was 2K say. It was him that had the biggest pitcher on the shirt celebrating 2,000 yards. It's his pitcher that's in frames in the locker room still for some of the runs he had, right? So, like, he was the reason last year. Now this year, I don't think the offensive line has played well. They've been banged up. But I don't think Saquon's played well. He does not look as explosive. And I'm obviously not comparing him to this player physically, but I think oftentimes when we think a player is not having a good year, he'll do it once and you go, well, never mind. Like, he clearly is the same guy. Like, Joel Embiid last year still had decent games. The issue is he couldn't do it all the time. This year with Saquon, he was awesome against the Giants. And I think an encouraging thing to think is he still has it in him to do it. But the biggest problem for him this year, coming off so many touches that year or last year, is he's not been able to do it this every week physically the same way. So that's a trade-off of last year. It is what it is. I don't think he deserves blame for not being as good this year. Every great running back has gone through it, but I think we're being naive to say that he is the same guy. I mean, clearly not.
Elliot, let's talk about Friday. We got a big one here, and it's suddenly, you know, a must-win for the Eagles. They need to win this football game, considering they're on the road against a pretty good team in the Chargers next week. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the rest of the NFC, but there's some big games tomorrow leading into their game, which can add even more context to what we have Friday here against the Chicago Bears. Elliot, in terms of what we're going to see Friday, where are the Eagles in the secondary right now? Makuba's out. Who do you think we're going to see a lot at safety? And it sounds like, after hearing Vic yesterday, Reed Blankenship's going to be able to play after coming out last week?
Yeah, so yesterday at this time, I thought there were a lot of questions about the secondary. The good news is, as of today, I think it's pretty locked in how it's going to look. So Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown are going to start at safety. Vic Fangio basically said that, talked to Sidney Brown yesterday at his locker, and he sounds like he's going to play. So those will be the safeties. Obviously, Quinion will start on one side. And then for the other two corner spots, I think there was some question what could happen because Adoree left the game last week, this past Sunday against the Cowboys and with a concussion. Now, what was confusing is he never actually got a concussion. He was put in the protocol to test if he had one. And so yesterday, it was announced via the injury report, he doesn't have a concussion. So I would expect him not even to be on the injury report today when they release it. And I think he's going to play on Sunday. So I think it'll be Quinion, obviously, on one side, Cooper at nickel, and Adoree on the other.
All right, that's good news. That gives me a little more confidence because they were dropping like flies in the fourth quarter of that game on Sunday against the Cowboys. Elliot, I know we've spoke about this a little bit just as the year's gone on, but now the game is here, Friday afternoon, Black Friday. What do you think of this matchup? Because it's suddenly become a huge game. I mean, for the Eagles, but also for the Bears. Elliot, the way I view it is, I don't think the Eagles are going to get the one. I don't think the Rams are going to lose many more games, maybe just one more the rest of the year. So to me, this game is going to determine, are they the two seed or they are the three? If they win this game, the path is there to be the two, even if it's choppy in December. If they lose this game, I think the winner of the North, which very well might be the Bears, will take the two seed. Your thought on the Bears, this game, and how big this is coming up on Friday?
Well, and the other, to piggyback off that, Jalen doesn't like playing in the cold. And if they have to go to Chicago in January, it is going to be very, very cold. So that is a tough matchup if that were to happen. Obviously, we're far away from that. But the way I view this matchup is, it's like two teams looking in the mirror. Only one is 4 years older than the other team. It's like the 2021 Eagles versus the 2025 Eagles. This year's Bears win the same way the Eagles won in 2021, and to a certain degree how they still win now. But they're in their infancy. It's a first-year head coach. It's a second-year quarterback. It's their first year together. They don't turn the ball over. They run the ball. They win close games. But like, they're not a great team like the 2021 Eagles were. The 2025 Eagles are supposed to be a great team. They're supposed to do everything the Bears do, only better. They're supposed to take care of the ball better. They're supposed to run the ball better. They're supposed to, win these close games over teams like the Bears. So that it's going to be a super fascinating matchup. I don't think it's an easy game. I think they'll win it because I think they're a more experienced, better team. But it truly is like two very similar teams going against each other.
Yeah, that's an interesting comp. Yeah, they're not ready, the Bears, but clearly the coach and the quarterback, they're making their way here. All right, Elliot, before we let you go and off to what is hopefully a great Thanksgiving, then we'll see you Friday for the pregame. We need your take on this because I don't know what's going on. Is it the tension in the building with the media around the Eagles? So last week,
got beef, huh?
Last week it was you, kind of putting John McMullen in his place. And then let's hear what happened yesterday, again, at Vic Fangio's press conference.
The play. And for some reason didn't. So, that one, I'm not sure really what happened there. But they subbed, so we should be able to sub. And we didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
Shut up.
They're wasting.
When it comes to calling the game.
Elliot, how would you describe what the heck happened there? And is that McMullen again after last week? Is he now asserting himself after you put him down last week?
I mean, tensions are high right now. They lose one game, and even the media is flipping out. No, I mean, look, I think it was a bit of a misunderstanding. What happens when you have so many beat writers trying to get a question is, and sometimes someone will start their question before the guy's done his answer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen often, but it's understandable when it does. That's what John McMullen did. Rube, the GOAT, Mount Rushmore beat writer, had to, maybe kind of comment on that. And then from there, it was, it's pretty funny for a minute. So Yeah, I mean, this team needs a win. I guess the team needs it. Maybe the beat.
Yeah, somebody gonna get swung
well.
On next week. You didn't start or something. It's gonna be some swinging in a minute.
Royal Rumble style.
Yeah. I wonder if we're gonna start taking bets on who's gonna be the first person to get swung on. I think it's gonna be evolved around Rube. I think Rube is gonna probably be the swinger or the swingy.
You know, I will say, if you ask the fans, I'd probably be pretty high up on the list of the first person to get swung at. But you know, we'll see.
I don't know. You're kind of wiry. I don't think they'll try you because most of the beat writers are a lot older. So I don't think they got enough smoke for you. But it's gonna be one of them older cats. It's gonna be a couple of them old cats.
I'll say this: I'm still taking my boxing classes every Friday.
Let them know.
Gotta be ready. Gotta be ready at all times.
That was a warning
about the CD's hands.
That was a warning put across the WIP air race. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you for the Black Friday game at the Link on Friday.
Yes, can't wait. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks with us there. I thought Elliot just issued a warning to everyone in the media.
Oh, he did. Elliot said he throw hands. Hey, listen, I'm the beat writer that throw hands. ESP, I throw hands.
That's what he just told us. That's what he said. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. ComboCon, and your take on what's really holding back this Eagles offense. Is it the run game or the pass game? It's the run game for me. I mean, that's the foundation of the team. I just think that's how they have to win, and they can't run the ball right now. But Hugh thinks the passing game limitations are making everything harder on the run game. Demond in Delco. Hey, Demond.
Good morning.
Good morning, Demond.
Hey, listen. I'm going to have some dialogue today. I know I usually get on here and run down and get off, but I want some dialogue today, especially from Hugh, man.
What you got, brother?
I believe, hey Hugh, I believe you hold us back a little bit from your takes the last couple of days you had.
Okay, Demond, let's talk about it.
Now, he's right about this.
Okay, let's talk.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Talk about it. DeMar, what you got, brother?
Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed in you, bro. You know I love you. I'm disappointed in you because you hit me last week and you said the common denominators, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked. I said, well, let me look at the common denominators. Was Nick Sirianni, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts, of course, right?
Yes.
But the other thing was this. When you went, the other thing was this. Oh, let me get you back on here, man. I got to get you.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, it's only live.
I'm sorry.
You good.
The other thing was this. The offensive coordinators, if we look, right, in 2021, we had my man, Shane Steichen.
Mm-hmm.
Steichen did good with Jalen. He even did good with the receivers. They ran different patterns. They had different routes. That's what I'm talking about, the concepts, the scheme. Steichen had something.
Mm-hmm.
Then we lose him unfortunately, to, you know, another team because we Super Bowl, you know, I get all that. So, who we got next, you?
Who'd you get? Who's the offensive coordinator?
Brian Johnson.
And now we get Johnson. Jalen looks terrible. The concept looks terrible. We look vanilla. This, that, and the other. Then we get rid of him. We get Kellen Moore, he brings motion. He brings backs out of the backfield, catching the ball. The receivers is going across the middle. They doing X and Y's and all kind of stuff with Kellen Moore.
Yep, passing him was awesome last year.
And now we get to this dude, Petula.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you want to call him. I'm sorry about his name. He is just messed up. But we get to him. And with him, we back to the basics again. And for the life of me, Hugh, I love you, man, but I don't understand when you keep coming at Jalen because all he did is win.
Okay, DeMond, I appreciate it, man, and I appreciate the way you came in because we can have a dialogue behind this. What motion and passing game did you saw that was doing all that last year, all year long? Like, we threw the ball more probably in the Super Bowl than we did all year long. So when you talk about these concepts that Kellen Moore brought to the team, he tried that in Brazil, right? We couldn't do that for a couple weeks. We were 2-2 when we went to we were 2-1 in New Orleans, right? And then that's when we found our running game. If I'm not mistaken,
they were 1-1. They lost to New Orleans to go to 1-1.
My timeline.
They won in New Orleans to go to 2-1.
My timeline is off. But the bottom line is this: this passing game has never evolved. And you said it yourself when Johnson was here. The passing game had all these different things, and then if you look back at it, DeMond, when Kellen Moore came in here with all the concepts and stuff that he had, this passing game was not the same. It's not. Go look at New Orleans' passing game now with the personnel that they have now, and look and see what he's trying to do, and compare it to what we did last year. That should tell you everything. Listen, DeMond, I know how people feel about Jalen, and I get most of the stuff that's coming out about Jalen. But listen, if you got to call it like you see it, and I'm not saying that it's all Jalen's fault. I'm not saying it's all his fault. But to sit here and say that he is not culpable in all of this, that's not right either. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying he's not culpable. No. I understand that. I'm not saying he's not culpable. All I'm saying is that most part, what I see is this. You are right about the concept, but I'm talking about the concept along with the routes the receivers are actually running. If you look at the tapes, the receivers, the routes they were actually running, they wasn't just standing there and just doing these simple elementary cuts and all that, and everybody's reading the play. Everybody knows that. I get lined up in the same 3-1, 3-by-1 all the time. I get all that, but you got to change the play up.
Let me say this. Jalen said – Jalen had a press conference yesterday. And he talked about a couple weeks ago, and he said the offense looks the way that he wants it to look, right? So Jalen sits in those meetings when they draw up all these schemes and everything that goes on. And at the end of the day, Jalen is the one that has to pull the trigger and make these plays. So when you say that it's the offensive coordinator's fault, it's not all his fault because Jalen signs off on those plays as well. Jalen signs off on what they want to do offensively. So Jalen's a part of that. That's the only thing. See, this is the thing, DeMond. When people get mad about what I'm saying, they get mad because they see certain things, but I know more about the situation because I was in the locker room and I know how quarterbacks operate. They sit there every week, right? And they talk about the plays that they feel will beat the defense that they're going against. And the quarterback tells the coach, he said, hey, how do you like these plays? Quarterback says, yeah, or nay. At the end of the day, if the quarterback don't like it, it's not being ran. That's the bottom line.
I got you. Now, he can like the plays, but some of the plays, which I'm saying, they're elementary, though, Hugh.
But again, DeMond, if they're –
That's giving you all you got
to
choose from.
Listen to what I'm saying, DeMond. If they're elementary plays, who's signing off on those elementary plays?
Everybody
got to
sign off on it.
Everyone. But
DeMond. Well, the quarterback's also signing off on it.
If the quarterback doesn't like the plays, if he doesn't like the route concepts, and they're going to defer to him all the time. I know that for a fact. I know that.
And they should. He's got to execute.
Because he's the one that has to execute.
Yeah, they should. They have to.
You're right in that manner, Hugh, but can you help me understand then why does it look so different, Hugh, from last year to this year with the receivers and concepts?
So quickly, my perspective on it, DeMond, is it's easier to run an offense when you're in second and two because you had an 8-yard run on first down. When you're on third and 10,
you're behind the sticks.
It's harder. There's only so much you could do, and the defense is in a pass defense. I just think the Eagles played from an advantage last year because they ran the ball so well, and they're playing from a disadvantage this year. So, I mean, the reality is it's everything. Yeah.
So in that regards, right there, you said something cute. The run game, right? Mm-hmm. I believe this, that the offensive line, because of the injuries and things of that sort, and also the play calling, because it's up to the offensive coordinator to get them in and out of certain plays that when he recognized, okay, my guy's not blocking.
DeMond, DeMond, listen, Petula spoke about this yesterday.
Yeah, he's got Jalen's got built in. Jalen's got built in checks.
Listen, DeMond, real talk, man. That's not how offense work, man. Like the coordinator give you a play. If the quarterback doesn't like it, he checks out of it. He changes the protections. What most of them do, they change the protections. They even changed the routes that the receivers run on the fly.
So Petula spoke about this yesterday. He said most plays Jalen has options. Like he's got checks within the play.
See, y'all hear it, but you don't want to hear it. Like, dude, listen to what I'm saying, bro. I play in an era. You remember Dan Marino?
Dan Marino
uh-huh. never went to the huddle. You know why? Because Dan Marino set the protection and he told the mm-hmm. receivers what routes to run on the field. And I remember my first game ever playing. It blew my mind. It still gives me chills because he told them while we were standing at a defense what routes to run. He set the protection, and he ran the play, and it was money. It was money. So when you sit here, but when people get mad when I say, well, maybe it's the quarterback, they get mad because it's like I'm trying to tear him down. If this offense is not evolving, he's a part of the problem why it's not evolving. That's a fact. Everybody's saying it. Nobody's saying it directly, but everybody's saying it. But nobody wants to hear it because, you know, and I'm going to just keep it real. Because Jalen's black and you don't want to criticize the black quarterback. Hell, I'm black. Black as hell. And I talk and listen. And if I say, you got to hold his feet to the fire. I'm not going to support Jalen just because he's my skin tone. If he's doing something wrong, then he's wrong. Bottom line.
I agree, Hugh. I agree, man. I agree. And I thank you for the dialogue. I got to understand that some things of how the offense works inside from your perspective. But also, I just want to mention, I do agree with you to an extent, but I just can't understand the difference in it looks. And you're saying that Jalen has a part. I believe he does. I'm just saying the concepts as far as what the receivers were running last year to this year. They did an analyst.
Yeah, and you know what? DeMond, we're going to have Jason Avant on at 12. We'll ask him more about that. There's a lot going on here. I mean, I think part of it, too, is AJ hasn't been able to run the same way. So there's a lot going on. All right, DeMond, what do you got for us? Two foods that pair well together.
I got steak and eggs, baby.
Steak and eggs. All right.
That sounds like a hangover meal.
It's a classic, DeMond. Good phone call, by the way.
Crazy, though.
Hugh Douglas PTSD as I look up Marino dropping 52 on
game. And it's like, listen, we get super sensitive when it comes to that position. Dog, I love Jalen Hurts just as much as the next person. But what you're not about to do is, if I criticize him, you're not about to jump all over me because I see it differently than you do. It's not going to happen.
Come on, that's fandom. We all see things our own way. 215-592-9494. What do you think the biggest issue is with the offense? Is the run game, is the pass game, as they go together? Plus, more beef. Uh-oh, we got more of that. Two media members strongly disagreeing about what's going on with the run game. And I think it's time to have an honest conversation about the running back. Let's do that next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Gilio, Combo Con. We're looking for foods that pair well together. Tomorrow is certainly a day for that. And you're playing today for the qualifying prize and the grand prize, which you will be automatically qualified for if you win today. That Weber Grill, Jack Daniel's Eddie Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Jason Avant will join us for the lunch hour coming up at noon today. His thoughts on all this, and we look ahead to the game against the Bears on Black Friday. Bears. But I think it's time for an honest conversation. One of the issues we all agree on is the running game has not been good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the most part this year, we've said, well, Saquon's still the same guy. It's just the offensive line. But maybe that's not actually as true as we wanted it to be the whole season. Mm-hmm. Let's hear Emmanuel Acho talking about Saquon after the game on Sunday.
Saquon Barkley has been a non-factor this season, and it's time we call it out. We cannot completely omit Saquon Barkley's regressions this season, at least statistically, because he had such a phenomenal season last season. Last season is last season. For last season, I voted Saquon Barkley Offensive Player of the Year. For this season, Saquon Barkley is a disappearing act, and we got to call it what the hell it is.
Hugh, he's not wrong in that in comparison to last year, it's night and day, right? Last year, he was, I mean, the numbers, the yards, he was running away from people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at his numbers. Remember a couple days ago when I said it was a safe space, it was only us, and we talked about some things we were thinking about in terms of the offense and what it could look like. So I'm calling for another safe space. I'm calling for just us, right? No judgment zone. Because I looked something up a couple days ago because I just was curious. Now, Hugh, I know you weren't here at the time, but I'm sure you remember this. The last year that Chip Kelly was here, Chip Kelly signed DeMarco Murray away from the Dallas Cowboys, right? Mm-hmm. Brought him in. It was a disaster. It didn't work. And anytime you bring up DeMarco Murray, it's like, oh, my God, that was the worst season ever. He was terrible, blah, blah, blah. And he was. So I just was curious, that DeMarco Murray season 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
how does that compare to the Saquon year in terms of numbers that we're seeing right now? You ready for these numbers?
What you got?
10 years.
I'm not.
Okay.
Ready.
Well, I called for a safe space. So let me speak. I called for a safe space. Okay. I'm sorry. 2015 DeMarco Murray, 193 rushes for 702 yards, 3.6 yards per carry. 2025 Saquon Barkley, 185 rushes for 684 yards, 3.7 yards per carry. The numbers right now, Saquon now, DeMarco then are almost identical. It's like the same season. Hugh, what are you seeing? Because I've started to see some people who look at tape that say, yeah, the offensive line's a problem, but Saquon also is not running the same, and maybe he's trying for the home run and giving up chances for 4 or 5 because he's trying to get 60.
Again, I'm going to say, when we talk about the woes of this offense, it's not on one person. It's not. You know, because you have to look at it as a collective. Offensive line has been domesticated. Yeah, the offensive line.
Maybe they have been domesticated.
Yeah. They've been decimated.
Always comes back to that with you.
Yeah. It's it's partly the passing game is not as potent as it once was. And, you know, it's the way that teams are playing us. We played the last couple games. Like, I remember we played Denver. Denver hung around until they had an opportunity to win late in the game.
Yeah.
Because we were talking to, who was it last week? And somebody said it's the equivalent of playing with your food, and that's what they thought the Eagles were. I don't think that's the case. I think that there are some concepts that they try to run to keep drives alive. They're just not working for whatever reason. See, that's where it gets a little muddy, because I don't know. I'm not out there on the field, and I don't know what the quarterback sees, as opposed to what's really happening. And, you know, a lot of times when you're watching film, you can freeze the tape. Anybody can freeze the tape and say, hey, look, so-and-so open. that might not necessarily be true. We were talking about a play the other day where in the running game, it looked like Saquon Barkley had a gap to run through. And, you know, it all depends on who you talk to. You know, some people say he should have made that cut.
Right.
Some people say the hole was going to close up quickly. So it's one of those things where, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I don't know how the person pulling the trigger or the offense coordinator perceives what they see.
So Acho thinks
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So that Saquon deserves some blame. Seth Joyner, strong response here, does not buy that.
We need to play Tank Bigsby. He's averaging 9 yards, you know, per run. Yeah. Man, stop that. Wow. Stop that. Tank Bigsby is a good change of pace, but he is not Saquon Barkley.
Why is it every time he gets in there, he gets the eight or nine?
That's the easy way to say, hey, look, here's the problem. The problem
saying
in,
more
with
than
the run
one
game
run
is Saquon.
Is that what we're saying?
Even the clowns over on social media saying the same thing. You know, I'm watching Emmanuel Acho yesterday, you know, him and Shady in their podcast, and he's talking about, oh, nobody's talking about Saquon's not what he was. Man, shut the hell up. Because you know what? You don't know anything. If you're a football guru and you're watching football with your eyes, especially as a defensive player, and you're looking at how pathetic this offensive line is playing right now, there's not a thing in your mind that says that you believe that Saquon Barkley is not what he was, okay? That's just nonsensical. The offensive line is the issue.
So I think, first of all, it's fun to hear those two go back. Well, here's, you know, Seth talking about Emmanuel Acho. I agree with the overall point here. The offensive line is the biggest issue to why the run game is stunk. But I don't know, man. Sometimes no one thinks Tank Bigsby is as good as Saquon Barkley, right? He'll never be.
Mm-hmm.
But it is stark that he comes in and it's 8 yards. It's 9 yards. And then Saquon runs and it's one or two. Like,
I mean, you can't deny that.
I can't ignore that when we talk about Saquon.
You know, the unfortunate thing about everything that we're talking about is that the unfortunate thing is that it's not one thing, but we all want to make it one thing. It's not that. I mean, it's not. It's just not. It's the offensive line. It's a little bit of Kevin Petullo. It's a little bit of the quarterback. It's a little bit of the running game. It's not in sync like it was last year. And that's okay.
Do you think Saquon looks the same?
That's a tough one, Joe, because when I see him, I still see the speed. I just don't see I don't want to say confidence, the decisiveness in the whole running.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of times, like it was pointed out, was it the Dallas game where it was a couple times, or no, I think it was the game before that, where they talked about how
the Lions game?
Yeah, where one person tackled him. I remember, and just to give you a comparison, Brian Westbrook, when Brian was in his heyday, the first person wasn't going to tackle you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cardinal sin for a running back to be tackled by the first person. Like you go back to that was in high school. The first person is not, if you're a good running back, is not supposed to be able to tackle you. Saquon's been getting tackled a lot like that, and that never happened last year. So if you say that to me is more desire than actual talent. You know, mindset's different. You know, it's hard. Think about it like this, people. Saquon Barkley went from playing for a bad team, getting cut on national TV, getting talked to greasy by a dude, telling him, hey, well, if you get another job, let me know. What I'm letting you know for. And he came here and he had something to prove. You know, it's the same thing. Like, you come – some places you come and you have a chip on your shoulder and you play above your station. Not saying that Saquon did that because he was a number one draft pick. So, you know, there's that. But
the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, he's not running. It's safe to say he's not running like he ran last year. I mean, the stats show you that.
Boy, he's not.
Now, whether or not he's lost a step, I can't say. He doesn't look like it.
Elliot brought up an interesting point because, you know, we all saw the Giants game where he had his one big game this year, right, in middle October. And I think it was the reflex was, see, he still got it.
Yeah.
But there are times in sports where players who don't have it can do it for a game. It's Saquon did it for 20 games last year, right? That's why he had one of the great seasons of all time. He did it over and over and over and again. So, like, yeah, I mean, he could do it for a game, but can he do it for 10? Can he do it for 5?
Yeah, sustainability.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we may have gotten fooled by that Giants game that Saquon was fine. Something's wrong. I mean, something's not the same compared to what it was last year. The O-line is the biggest problem, but I was holding out hope he was the same. I don't feel like that anymore. 215-592-9494. And I'm with Joe. I'm with Rhea in that clip we played. I want to see more Tank on Friday. I don't know if that's 5 carries, if it's 6, if it's 4. I want it to be more than 1, though. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they do a thing last year where once in a while it would be the Kenny Gainwell drive? Remember that last season? Like, Saquon would run 20 times.
Yeah, and it was annoying.
But would you mind it Friday if they did it for Tank?
Oh, not at all.
Give me a Tank drive.
Yeah.
Ride the Tank down the field and see if they can put it in the end zone.
Ride the Tank down
Ride the Tank down the field.
Well, I will say this. I would have rolled him until he told me, no. Nah. Thanks, Kyle.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
I will say this. It's not – you need a spark.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not – if you're really about winning games or whatever, I don't think Saquon would have a problem with Tank getting a couple carries.
That's what I mean. Again, yeah it's not so
I
much –
I mean, it could be more of a complimentary thing.
Sure.
You know, you're going to still get yours, but you got to let Tank – you got to let him run. Man, see what – this offense needs a spark somewhere, and he might be that spark.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're struggling to move the football. What if he bursts a 30-yarder? I mean, that could change the entire game, especially with all these games being close. Let's go to the phone lines here. Matt in Germantown's up. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's the word, diehard Joe, Kyle, my favorite Barbara, and Uncle Hubie? Hit a dude.
What's going on?
What's up,
Breeze,
Matt?
Baby. Just Breeze. Honestly, like I was trying to argue with Kyle, I think it's the experience and the play calling. I really want to see what the quarterback's coach is going to do from Bowling Green. And I think, personally, from just hearing everything and really just trying to open my third eye like Uncle Hubie, I think the type of individual Jalen is, he might be holding his best plays for when we get close to the playoffs.
Oh, come on.
I, Kyle, what do you think? I'm waiting.
Are we real? We're doing the playing possum thing still?
They didn't
score for 42 minutes against the Cowboys. Maybe they could have used one of those during that game.
We have a first-year play caller.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you want a new first-year play caller, the Bowling Green guy. You know what it's going to look like? The same thing.
I think what he's trying to say, Matt, is college is different than pro. I mean, no disrespect to your thought process, because I respect everybody's opinion when it comes to stuff like that.
I don't.
But that makes no sense.
He said I don't.
So, Matt, what do you mean by holding things back? Like he sees the play and they're not running it, or he's holding back his legs? Like, how do you hold back while you're trying to win a football game? I'm just trying to understand what you're...
I have a better question, Matt.
There you go.
If Jalen says in a press conference yesterday, winning is the only thing that matters, and he's going to do everything to do that, his words, why the hell is he going in the game holding back? I'll take all the time you want.
No problem. I think it's dumb.
No, because see, this is where... This is where we got to stop doing this, because I understand we all want to support Jalen. Mm. But let's be real, man. Something's wrong with this team, right? Something's wrong with this offense. But it's everybody else but him. He sat there. Yes, let him finish, because you had the pregnant pause. Now I got to go ahead and take it home. He said yesterday, the only thing that matters, he doesn't care if the offense grows. Kyle, you got the cut. I'm going to give you a chance to pull the cutter. He said it don't matter as long as they win.
The identity one that we played earlier? Yeah, okay.
As long as they win. Mm-hmm. But now we've gotten to the point. Like you playing more.
We're always on the same page.
Well, I'd say the identity has changed from game to game. And that's not a problem when you win. So is that fair to say?
Sure. But like, what should that identity be? You're the quarterback. You know, you get the ball every time. What would you like that identity of this offense?
The identity needs to be something everybody's in alignment in. So it's not a matter of how it looks. I don't care how it looks. I don't care who does it. I just like for it to get done. And I remember getting a question he's not here. He asked me the question about, you know, the pass game taking a step after a loss. It's like, well, who cares? We didn't win, so nothing takes precedent over finding ways to win, and that's really what matters.
So you heard it out the horse's mouth. So why is he holding back?
Why is he holding back? I think at that point in time, Hugh, because he's too comfortable. I think, and this is my next point when it comes to coaching, we got to get a little more Joe Exotic. Even if he got a Super Bowl MVP, if the Eagles as an organization have a certain standard, then we got to keep that standard. I say we need to have them fight for that spot. Put Tanner McKee in. If this is so hard, put Tanner in. We got another quarterback that can throw, that 6'6", can read, can make fast throws and all that. Like, we didn't trade him for a reason. I think we need to put Tanner in or have them fight for that starting spot to let Jalen know this is serious.
This call took a drastic turn.
I love it. It did. Everyone's playing for their spot on Friday. I like this. Now we're raising the stakes here, Douglas. This is what we're talking about.
But I'm saying, I don't know.
One more thing?
You got it, Matt. You got it.
Just this last part. I just want to say, just getting a little Joe Exotic. We need extra help on that line. Put Ty Robinson, the vanilla gorilla.
On the offensive
barely
line?
Even playing. Yes, we need help.
We ain't heard from him since we talked to him in the summertime.
We are... We're off the rails.
Matt, what do you got for us? What are two foods that pair well together?
Well, I mean, I already won, but I got to give it up right. I like my food how I like my women. So I need dressing and the yams.
Dressing and the yams.
Soft, sweet, he need them yams.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, y'all know what it is.
This is the best phone call of the day, Matt. Good phone call.
Well,
dressing and yams. And got Ty Robinson on the O-line.
Damn.
Jalen playing for a spot on Friday. I mean, you know what? I know this is now we're gonna do our show Friday, Hugh, before the game from 10 to 12 at the link. You and I are gonna be on. So special Black Friday show, by the way, everyone.
Oh yeah, I got my email. I gotta go to the thing. I gotta put my jacket on.
We'll tell you about that in a second. But I just gotta say, I almost wish that we had an extra day this week, because I mean, Matt just gave us a show idea. Should everyone be playing for their job on Friday? Everybody. Saquon, Jalen, they're all playing for their job on Friday. I love it. By the way, Speaking of places you got to be. So Friday, just give everyone the rundown. Tomorrow, obviously, Thanksgiving. Hope everyone out there has a great Thanksgiving. We're going to be doing a special. You ready for this? 5-hour show Friday leading into the game. So Hugh and I are going to be on from 10 to 12 live from the stadium doing our normal thing. And then Dave Spinero will join us at 12 for countdown and kickoff. And then the full pregame show with Elliot and Ike and everyone coming up on Friday. So that's Friday if you're driving around early. Maybe some Black Friday shopping. We'll be on Friday morning at 10 like a regular Friday. But Hugh, tonight, you know what tonight is?
What's tonight?
Turkey Bowl 7.
Turkey Bowl!
Turkey Bowl. Turkey Bowl tonight. Audubon against Haddon Township. It's at 6 p.m. right here on WIP. So the pregame show for Turkey Bowl starts at 5:45 tonight. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, going to be on the call with Devin Caney and Taryn Hatcher providing sideline coverage. You know, we got to thank everyone involved with this, with all the sponsors. It's really a cool event, and they've been doing this for years now. I hear some rumors that maybe Hugh Douglas is providing the coin toss. Is that right? You coin tossing this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the coin toss with Hugh Douglas tonight. Be tuned in to Turkey Bowl this evening. All right. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Morning. Sorry, Kyle.
No, you're good. I mean, we're close enough that we'll let it slide.
So, we're still talking about the same thing over and over, I think. For me, at least, it's the offensive line. It's not just the offensive line. It's the refusal to run anywhere but up the middle. Like, when do you stop banging your head against the wall and realizing this isn't working?
Andy, I've been wondering that for weeks. And the crazy part is that they keep doing it as if they think it's about to break, and it doesn't look like it's about to break. It looks like,
no.
I mean, they have had so many, it feels like, 1 or 0 yard runs this year. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it's I mean, again, just regurgitating, but Bigsby seems to be getting the yards. Guess he's going up the middle somehow or another, but at least put Saquon outside. That seems to be where he's at his best.
Yeah, you know what it is with the Tank thing? Like, Andy, I don't think Tank's going to, you know, reel off 200 yards if he plays or he gets 5 carries. But I kind of just want to see if he got 5 or 6 or 7 carries, would he keep getting 6 or 7 or 8 yards? Because then we'd have a clearer picture. Now, if he only gets 8 once and then he gets 1 or 2 or 3, then I think we kind of revert back to, all right, it's all the O-line. But I just got to see Tank get a few more carries here.
Yeah, there's no reason not to, and you had just mentioned, I felt like Kenny Gainwell got so many chances that it didn't even make sense, so why isn't anybody else getting a chance now? Especially that Saquon himself said he's struggling, you know, so I guess that was last week, so let's see what happens this week.
We shall, and Andy, man, we appreciate your phone call, and have a very happy Thanksgiving. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get to your phone calls, and you could talk to Jason Avant as well. The lunch hour with Jason Avant, he's going to join us coming up. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the offense, his thoughts on Saquon. What is he seeing when he watches the film? Is Saquon running the same? Is he not? Why? And Hurts and the passing game, all of it. The Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% prop boost to use on their build. I'm going to go with a bunch of touchdowns on Thanksgiving. I like Derrick Henry in the finale. I'm going to go with George Pickens and, let's say, Rashee Rice in the second game. And I do like Jahmyr Gibbs, maybe for 2 touchdowns in game number 1. That guy's a touchdown machine. Grab your crew, start your build, and get into the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.